AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. The International Committee of the Red Cross says Hamas released two hostages it had been holding captive in the Gaza Strip. Two hostages, both Israeli-Americans, were released last week. The latest to be released are Israelis. John Kirby with the National Security Council says,
"We still have about 10 unaccounted for Americans, and it's not exactly clear to us where those 10 people are. So I would still categorize it as about a handful, but..." And I know that's not the specificity you want, but that's really as detailed as I think I should get today.
The Pentagon has sent military advisors, including a Marine Corps general trained in urban warfare, to Israel to aid in its war planning. Israel ramped up its airstrikes in Gaza, and the U.S. advised Israel to delay an expected ground invasion to allow more time to negotiate the release of hostages. Police Chief Ed White in Detroit says the stabbing death of synagogue president Samantha Wall outside her home was not related to anti-Semitism.
"We haven't disqualified anybody yet. There are a number of people that we're interested in. We have not zeroed in on one person of interest. We have a number of people that we're talking to."
White says they believe the suspect acted alone. President Biden is designating 31 technology hubs, touching 32 states and Puerto Rico, to help spur innovation and create jobs.
"So the U.S. will lead the world again in innovation across the board."
A man who was living in a tent in the woods in New Hampshire was convicted today of murder and the shooting death of a retired couple who had gone out for a walk. New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez returned to court and entered a not guilty plea to a charge alleging he conspired to act as an agent of the Egyptian government when he chaired the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. A body found wrapped in plastic inside a Georgia dumpster 35 years ago has been identified as that of a South Korean woman. She died from asphyxiation, but it's unclear whether someone killed her. This is AP News. Diana Nyad marks her epic Cuba swim by freeing a rehab sea turtle.
The release of the turtle named Rocky Sunday marked the 10-year anniversary since Diana Nyad became the first person to swim from Cuba to the Florida Keys without a shark cage.
"A number of people, you know, have brought up that Rocky's story is similar to my story, but truth is, I never compare myself to an animal struggling for her life. I was an athlete working for something. I had a team who were protecting me all the way across."
But Rocky, who has been treated since January for an intestinal blockage at the Florida Keys Turtle Hospital, could have helped Nyad during her 111-mile swim.
"I wish we could have trained Rocky to swim right next to me and eat all the jellyfish."
I'm Shelley Adler.
Charges have been unsealed in the theft of more than 2 million dimes earlier this year from a tractor trailer that had picked up the coins from the U.S. Mint in Philadelphia. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Real value shows up in reliability. You don't have to second guess. Like a set of Firestone all-season tires. They're designed to deliver confidence-inspiring wet weather traction and a quieter ride, no matter the road, season after season. Firestone all-season tires. For durability you can count on, just like people count on you. Firestone. Always dependable since 1900.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAP sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons, from tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond. Every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.